You drove in a horseless cart.
Okay, would you call that still?
Horseless. We used to say there'd be horseless buggies in the jostle in the streets, and they do.
Uh-huh.
We had that at church.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That there'd be a time of coming, read it in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
That they would jostle together, but they'd be horseless vehicles.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Driving out horses.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what they are today, these cars.
That's about right, too.
And fly in the air.
Yeah.
And they glue in the air. We did that in church, too.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, let's see. If something is squeaking in your car, to lubricate it, what do you have to do, have done to the car?
We didn't have to do nothing. My husband, he would just take the top off and put new oil in.
Okay.
Needed new oil, is my husband, and he would lubricate anything that was squeaking in it if we got our car.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call stuff that's, it's like oil and it's heavier and stickier?
Axle grease.
Okay.
That's what we used on our wagons, buggies.
Okay, if you got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say, gee, my hands are all...
And they would be all greasy.
Yeah, boy, they sure would.
We never did get them on our hands. We had a stick that we used.
Uh-huh. If you say if you're gonna put some of that stuff on the car, you say, well, yesterday I did what to the car?
I agree.
Okay, all right. What do you call it stuff you used to burn in lamps?
Oil.
Okay. Did you ever make a makeshift lamp with a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Yes, ma'am.
What'd you call that?
We just called it a torch.
A what?
Torch.
Uh-huh. You know, you are the first person I found who did that. And
we have.
That's great. Boy, I thought maybe they made this up or something, because I hadn't found anybody who did that.
Well, we've done it.
Okay.
We just had a torch that when we didn't have no fire.
Uh-huh.
What I mean, if we didn't have no coal off the lamp.
Yeah.
We had enough to put on this torch that we put in this little bottle, mm-hmm. and then we would light it, and it would burn just like a lamp. Not as bright, but it'd make a light.
But it did. That's good.
Yeah, that's your purpose.
Okay. All right, you say toothpaste comes in a
tube.
Okay. If some people just built a boat and they're going to push it out in the water, you say they're going to what, the boat?
The boatman.
Okay. Do you use any word that they're going to do to the boat? They're going to something the boat?
No, I don't want that boat much.
Okay, me either. What kind of a boat would you use to go fishing in on a small lake?
Motorboat now.
Okay, what would you used to use?
We used a paddle boat.
Okay. What did it look like? Can you tell me what it looked like?
It was just shaped like an ordinary boat, only they had paddles to it.
Huh?
Somebody would paddle, and they'd get somewhere where they want to fish, they'd lay the paddles up on the boat and sit there and fish.
Okay, was it pointed at one end or pointed?
Both ends.
Pointed both ends.
Yeah. A little wider at one end was it.
Uh-huh, okay. Was it flat on the bottom or?
Flat.
Okay. Let's see. Oh. What would you wear over your dress to work in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay. And if you wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, and you'd probably take along a little square cloth to use as a
sample.
Okay. And let's see. If a little girl has on a very becoming dress, you might say, my, what a
beautiful dress.
Okay. Is there any other words you might use besides?
Pretty dress.
Okay.
Lovely dress.
Okay.
Nice dress.
Okay. Got any more?
Don't she look pretty in that little dress?
Okay. You might say,